Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 23rd, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, B-Steve.
Hey, good How evening, Antoine. Doing?
Oh, sorry.
I went too fast. It looks like I was eager to record the news this week.
Yeah, it seems so. You offered at least twice today, so you must be.
Well, I know that Paul is quite busy with a business trip again this week, so I went to remove that burden from him. But he still offered himself for the chore of editing, so I'll try to do my best so it's not that big of a chore this time.
Yeah, I hope so. And when we tweak with your audio, so it should be getting better as we go.
Or not too bad. We'll see about that later on.
You picked a good week because there is a lot of stuff. I had to cut a lot and a lot of interesting stuff. So let's jump right in with our non-crowdfunding news. First one, we have from Bombshell Miniatures. All the Babes 3 from their latest Kickstarter are now available on sale on the website. We already mentioned some of those, but now the whole line is available. I like a bunch of, I like multiple of those.
Yeah, and some are made after known people as well. So.
Yeah, we already...
You mentioned that when it was on the Kickstarter,
Elizabeth
right?
Yeah, Elizabeth Beckford.
Yeah.
She was released, I think, a couple of weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, okay.
But the rest of the line has been released now on the store. I like that one, but I also like, it's probably the modern player in me, but I like Sister Marion Weebly. She makes me think of the, I don't remember the name, but there was one, a faction of nuns in Mordem. I had that starter back in the day.
Oh, was it the Sigmarit something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
She makes me think of those a bit.
Yeah, crazy nun running with ball and chain or sensor bearer or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nice miniature there. Well, the office girl with the gun is Star Trek reminiscent, so if you're if you like you're a fan of Star Trek, there's something for you.
Yep.
Next item from White 3 Games, we have the new togs for Afterglow.
So a couple of miniatures for Afterglow, two togs, simple, but I think they're well detailed, not over the top. They look cool. I like the second one, the guy with the mohawk and the ball and chain.
Yeah, look.
It seems like it's a ball and chain episode. We're at our second and two news items.
Well, he has a Mad Max look to him with the gas mask and all the bullet around his belt on his chest and everything. It looks really nasty.
Yeah. Both miniatures are really well detailed for the size.
They're 28 millimeters or
probably 30, around that. 32
actually. I just take the description. And by any chance, what's that currency? The ZT?
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, it's a weird currency, so hopefully it's something known here. But they look good and they're resin, so it must be a joy to paint.
Yeah. Next up, from Dark Age, we have their mate releases. The first one of those is the new rulebook for 2017, the Master Rulebook. It's available as hard copy, but you can also get it now free on the website. The link is included in the release item we have in the episode's notes, so you can get it there or on their website. And they also have an objective deck for the second objective for the year. And some new releases for models. So the first one is the Dragary Lost Character Box. That's two new characters for the Earthcast. And if I'm not mistaken, those are the first Earthcast model coming out. Or at least first characters coming out. And there's also a box of Icecast big models too. A unit of Blizzard. And lastly, a new core. I think that one is a re-release, at least, or a new new faction, new group book, group books.
Maybe just a repackaging of the
something like
the
that.
Old stuff.
So, bunch of new things.
The next one is from Broken Toad. It's Earn the Huntress, and it's a bust. It's quite nice bust, I must say.
Yeah, it's 1/10. It's about it's 110 millimeter tall. It looks good.
Is it 110 with the at the top of the antler or at the top of the head?
That I couldn't say. It's probably the antler, though.
Okay.
That would be quite big.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks good.
Yeah, the details on the skin and the helmet are quite amazing. The shield as well is really well done. I mean, for those of you who paint bust, this one is really a good thing, I think.
She does remind me of something, so I wonder if we didn't already talk about her in a previous show when the pre-order were first announced. But the pre-order are ending tomorrow, which is a day before we release the show. So we might have already mentioned that one, but it's still worth it. Really nice figure. Next up, we have from Mr. Lee Minis, the Fisty McFisty Fist bust.
Well, the name is awesome.
Yeah.
But basically, it's Hellboy, correct?
Yeah, with only one end. So we don't have the giant fist of doom.
Yeah.
Only the his other end is in the bust. So you have the head, the top of the jacket, the two cut horns. So, looks pretty good. Not overly detailed, just nice. This is a Facebook post that we are linking to. They are taking orders by email. They don't have a web shop. So, yeah, you go by the old email and PayPal way.
The next one is from Figon, and it's Sko.
It's a nice intonation there.
Yeah. Well, because there's an H at the end, so I don't know like if it to stop or allonge the O in the name. I mean, it's a massive elephant, so I mean, it deserves a big intonation in the name.
Yeah. And you said elephant. It's an anthropomorphical elephant, like a big barbarian elephant with a giant spear.
He's standing on his 2 feet. I mean, with some like shamanic necklace, talisman, and a girdle to hide his junk. And and it's quite tall. Well, it's 75 millimeters.
Yep.
So it's quite big.
Yeah. Looks nice.
Yeah.
Figon stuff is always nice.
Yeah, it's 35 euro for a big miniature, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, and they're pretty reasonable usually price-wise.
Yeah.
Nice one. Next, by Pros Games, we have the Warzone made pre-orders. Those are two of their new vehicles. So they started raising some vehicles, and we have two. The first one is the Emancipator Combat Aircraft, and the second one is the MK-55 Capital Bully. I especially like the aircraft. It's so round. It looks more like a toy.
Well,
it's something that will work.
Yeah, exactly. It almost looks like it's from Disney movies, like Airplanes or something like that, because the propeller and with the air vent at the front, it almost looks like a face.
Yeah.
Or
that's true. And then two eyes is two eyes.
Or maybe it's because we have kids and we see toys too much
everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So
it reminds me of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons where Wacky Race or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, with the Red Baron.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the dog? Muttley or something like that?
I don't remember.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Sidetracking.
The other one, the Capital Bully, is a giant tank with a even bigger gun on it.
Yeah, and there was a tank in the Wacky Race too, so there you go.
That it fits.
But it's quite nice, the tank, big gun and two Gatling cannon at the bottom, like underneath the turret gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Next one we have is from Fantasy Flight Game, and it's some new release for Rune Wars. It's a reinforcement for the existing faction, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So basically it's to expand your army from the starter box. So
exactly.
So these are the new units to add to what you have already, and for both faction.
Yeah, so each faction get for their infantry, they get a common squad, but it's more a common base that you can join with your existing squads. And the other two are cavalry options. So you get the Old Sworn for the Dark One, and the Dead Knights for the Undead faction.
Yeah, it's so no preference for others. Both get the goodies at the same time.
Yep.
Well, they look really good.
And with that, we are at the end of our non-crowdfunding news. So let's go to the crowdfunding first. And it's a good thing we mentioned crowdfunding and not Kickstarter, because the first one is something else. This one is a Kickstarter. So that those are the crowdfunding project made by Nick Eyre from North Star Military Figure. This one is for Frostgrave, like most of theirs. This is for Ulterior Motives. This is a series of cards for scenario play, but they also have two bigger pledges which come with the first one coming with terrain and the second one coming with terrain and a giant barbarian on a war rhino. So, all different stuff. They are running it with something special this time, so depending on when you get in the Kickstarter, you will be entered in different prize draw. So the earlier you get in, the more chance you have to win one of the different draws, and you get special miniatures in each of the draws. And it's coming. It's going until the 30th of May.
The next one is from Ludus Magnus Studio. It's a game called Sine Tempore. I don't
this
know.
This is
maybe I massacred the name a bit, but sorry about that.
Oh, it's probably Latin, so you probably are not too far. Sine Tempore, probably, or Italian. I don't know. So this is a cooperative board game. It's a cooperative miniature board game, so that's why we mention it. You are a bunch of adventurers and you go in missions. Well, adventurers, space adventurers.
Yeah. Adventurer with guns.
Space explorers might be a better term. You find finally a planet that works, but there are stuff on the planet. So you must face those. So you get the heroes, which are you have five coming in the base box, I think. And a bunch of enemies.
Yeah,
looks,
and the boards
a
are...
a bit demonic-y. Sci-fi demonic-y.
Yeah, it looks good value because all the board tiles are all the double-sided to give you more replay value. And looks like there's lots of stuff in there.
Oh, yes. And there are at least one expansion with other miniatures in it. And
lots
more
board
of cardboard. Yeah, cardboard in there. So the Kickstarter is already funded. They are over almost to 200K. Yeah. They have a bit over 2 weeks left to go, and they will be funding on Friday, June 9th. Next up, we have from Impact Miniatures, Chibi Giants and Swarm Fantasy RPG Miniatures. So they are releasing a line of bigger chibi models, mostly 50 millimeter large monsters, with either small swarms or lots of elementals and other type of creatures, giants and stuff like that. So they are not new to Kickstarter. They already have a bunch. Some are from the old ones, old Kickstarter they ran, like the Minotaur, the Trolls, but there's a bunch of new ones in there too.
Yeah, and also there's a chibi Trojan horse as well.
Yes.
As part of an upgrade in the Kickstarter. Yeah, that's not cool. Like. He's really cool.
Yeah, it even comes with baby unicorns.
Yeah, and you can hide baby unicorns on his back. Well, inside him, actually.
Yeah. So this one just funded, and they have under 2 weeks left to go. It will be ending on Thursday, June 1st.
Next one on the list is from Brendan Keith. Fero, and it's called Whisper. It's a mecha miniature game for 45 to 60 millimeters size.
So this is three miniatures. The original Kickstarter is for three different ones, and there might be other stuff in the goals. But those miniatures are, as you said, from 40 to 60 millimeters high, but they are made with a 10 millimeter scale game in mind. So they are giant combat robots, which they call Whispers. The size has been made to work with smaller terrain, because the game that will come with it, Whisper, which is still worked on, is pretty terrain intensive, a bit like Mercs or Infinity. So they wanted something that was easier to get on the table and going for smaller scale. And there is already a lot of 10 meter nice terrain available out there. So that's why they chose that size. The robots looks nice. They are really sci-fi.
Yeah, and dynamic for robots. Pose are. There's movement in the pose. It's not just static robots.
Yeah, they look like anime. Anime robots with a lot of movements available to them, not just giant gears or giant mechs. So this Kickstarter is already funded. They already over the funding goal. They are at over twice their initial amount. They have a bit less than 3 weeks left to go. They will be funding on February, June 9th. Next one is by Paymaster Games, Going Native from Out of the Mist. So Going Native, I've already run previous Kickstarters for their Native American and Polynesian, Native American and South American models. So this is a line to expand this is a Kickstarter to expand their line, and it's miniatures from all type of native environment in Americas, North and South. So you have Inuits, you have South American Aztecs, Northwestern tribes, all kinds. If there's even a Hawaiian king or something like that. Yeah, Hawaiian king. So instead of just going for one region, they went from characters from all over the place.
It's good to know to revise your history through miniature wargaming. There's some Inca in there as well, and from all over the place.
And you can get that's one that I don't know if it was part of one of the Kickstarter or they just released it generally, but Ogopogo, which is a lake monster from Canada, they have one printed in the pictures earlier. I saw it and I really like that mini.
That's nice. Yeah, there's an Inuit as well, a part of the models from that Kickstarter.
So lots of diversity in there. So this Kickstarter is already over the funding goal. They have over 20 days left to go. So they are, they still have, what, almost 4 weeks left. So they will be funding on Sunday, June 18th, if nothing else happens on the bad side for them and it continues to grow.
And the last one on our list this week is from Warmonger Miniatures. It's 10 millimeter German Reiters. Or should I say Reiter?
That's what is written there.
Yeah, I know. it's but there's parentheses to help us in saying Reiters.
Yeah. It's really just a direct translation.
Yeah.
So this is a small project. It's just to fund a line of 10 millimeter cavalry for German cavalry. Those they were mentioned on a Facebook group I follow for War Master, because they could be used as a fusilier for the Empire. So it's a small project, only a week, running for a week. So there, when we release, there will be only 3 days left to go. So hurry if you are interested. They are already over their funding goal, double their funding goal. So go quick. The project is ending on February, May 26th.
May, not February.
Friday. Nah. Yeah, I said February, May 26th. It's Friday, May 26th. Yeah. Sorry for that. And that's the end of it. Thanks a lot, Steve, for jumping in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Letting Paul close his...
his suitcase.
Prepare his trip. Yeah. And close his suitcase. So, thanks a lot.
Take care, Antoine.
And bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.